Well, here we are again. Wow. I guess human stupidity really doesn't know any bounds. With that, let's take a look at even more Darwin Award winners and the ridiculous ways they achieved their prize.
You're listening to
Be Amazed.
Back in June 2022, over in Largo, Florida, a couple of people were enjoying a round of frisbee golf in a local park. What, you don't know the time-honored game of frisbee golf? As the name suggests, it's like golf, but instead of a ball, you have a frisbee, and instead of holes, you have these basket things. A more weirdly American sport has never existed, and I've been to a hot dog eating contest. Anyways, the game was progressing pretty normally when someone accidentally flung their frisbee off course into a nearby lake. Now, Florida is famously home to some 1.25 million alligators, and because of this, almost every body of fresh water across the state has signs warning people not to step foot in the water, lest they fancy becoming an alligator snack. Despite this, a gentleman, who we'll call Florida Man, decided in his infinite wisdom to wade right on in and grab the disc. Gators be damned. This was not his first time in the waters, though. He'd repeatedly waded into this lake in the past to fetch lost frisbees and resell them back to their owners, despite being warned not to do so multiple times. But this would be the last time he got to pull this ploy, because before he could find the frisbee, an alligator found him. Well, all I can say is if you play stupid games, like fetching frisbees from alligator-infested waters, you win stupid prizes. Like being eaten by alligators. Back in August 2021, a gentleman from Southampton in the UK decided he wanted to try out paddleboarding for the first time. He'd carefully researched all the equipment he needed, bought a few boards and paddles for himself and his family, and then headed to a beach in Hampshire. He'd specifically chosen this beach because he knew the waters would be calmer, giving him a better chance to get to grips with the board. All seems like a very sensible, logical way to go about things, doesn't it? That is, until you learn that this guy couldn't swim. Also, he hadn't bothered to put on a life jacket. And then, to add the cherry on top of this idiot sundae, he'd paddled more than half a mile out into open water, where when he tried to turn the board around, he suddenly fell off. Unable to get a grip on the board, his inability to swim and the lack of a body affixed flotation device ended up causing his demise. To make matters worse, his wife claimed that the lack of Coast Guards on the beach was the main reason he didn't survive. While that may be a part of it, I'm pretty sure a fatal lack of common sense was more to blame here. I love me a good barbecue. The only part I don't enjoy is waiting for the coals to be hot enough to cook on. Yeah, I know, it only takes like 15 minutes to light him up and get him scorching hot, but this little fatty wants his burger now! And it turns out I'm not the only impatient one. Back in July 2022, a man from Erfstadt, Germany was driving along when all of a sudden, he lost consciousness. His car came to a stop when it hit the side of a house and the local fire brigade was called. They assumed this guy had fallen asleep at the wheel and caused the accident, but when they got there, the unmistakable smell of charcoal filled their noses. And when they opened the back doors of the car, out fell several small barbecue grills with glowing coals still in them. After extinguishing the coals, the firefighters found beer, speakers, beer benches, and crockery inside. It turned out the idiot driving was a cook who supposedly gave barbecue seminars. Apparently in a rush to get from one appointment to the next, he hadn't bothered to extinguish the still glowing coals in the kettle grills, which he loaded into the back of his car. Now, when they're burning, coals release a colorless and odorless toxic gas called carbon monoxide, even when they're not smoking, which is why having a coal barbecue in an enclosed space is always a bad idea. After a while, this guy's car had filled up with the toxic gas, causing him to pass out and crash. Clearly, his barbecue course didn't cover the basics of barbecue safety. Amateur. In the big buff world of gym bros, taking a pre-workout supplement is currently all the rage. A single serving contains everything you need to boost your energy levels and get your buzz on. including vitamins, carbohydrates, and around 175 milligrams of the stimulant caffeine, about the same amount you'd find in 4 cups of coffee. Now that's liquid motivation. However, these supplements can be expensive, so some people resort to just buying caffeine powder and making their own liquid get-up-and-go juice. At least that's what one man in the UK tried to do back in 2022. He'd bought some caffeine powder to add to his homemade pre-workout drink, and because it hadn't come with a measuring cup or scoop, he decided to use some basic kitchen scales to measure out 300 milligrams of the stuff. That's about 6.5 very strong coffees. Definitely not advised, though not necessarily a fatal dose. But the scales he was using weren't in milligrams. They were in grams. The lowest weight he could measure on them was more than 6 times the maximum recommended dose. And it's believed, without realizing the metrics were wrong, he measured out close to 300 grams, more than 200 coffees worth of caffeine, and consumed it. Within minutes, he was on the floor in the grips of a severe caffeine overdose, one he didn't survive. Now, the caffeine levels in the blood of a person who drank 1 cup of coffee would be 2 to 4 milligrams per liter of blood. A post-mortem revealed that this guy's caffeine levels were 392 milligrams per liter. So this one goes out to all the gym lovers out there. Double, triple, quadruple check your supplement metrics. Or be like me and stick to having a pre-workout coffee on the couch. And then staying there. Much safer. It's not just consuming self-made workout energy drinks that'll earn you a Darwin Award, though. Advertising them can result in an equally dumb demise, if this next entrant is anything to go by. Back in January 2015, a male fitness model in Burbank, California, decided he wanted to shoot a promotional video for an energy drink company he'd co-founded. But instead of shooting something like a big burly guy in a gym lifting weights with one hand and chugging his energy drink with another, our man wanted something different. He wanted to really train. No, sorry, I read that wrong. He wanted real trains. He planned to make it look like drinking this drink would give you the power to outrace a literal train. The only problem is that a shoot like this is expensive and requires a lot of paperwork. But going for a more brawn over brain approach, our man figured he and his team could just trespass onto a restricted area of the Metrolink tracks and shoot the commercial hassle-free. His plan was to run on a set of tracks that were parallel to the trains coming up behind him, so shot from the side it would only look like he was running ahead of the train. But here's the kicker. This particular section of railway was on a blind bend, so until the train was around the corner, there was no way of knowing which set of tracks it would be using. Nevertheless, our model man shouted action and started running, with the train quickly catching up behind him. Despite the blaring sound of the train's horn, our man just kept running in a straight line until the train ran over him. Would this be a bad time to mention that semi-realistic CGI effects are pretty cheap these days? Like, I know a guy who'll edit you into a train chase scene for like 20 bucks. No, sorry. I was too busy over here flexing my brain, not my muscles. What, another gym bro workout supplement related story? Don't mind if I do. Back in February 2022, early in the morning, a young man was driving along a road on the outskirts of San Diego. Without warning, he veered off to the side of the road, hitting a parked vehicle and causing a 6-car pileup. Okay, at this point, I want you to take a guess at why he veered off the road. Was he looking at his phone? Had he fallen asleep? Was he attempting to open a packet of protein powder, take out a scoop and pour it into a cup of water he had in his lap while mixing it with a knife? Well, if you guessed that last one, give yourself a cookie. When rescuers arrived at the scene, they opened the guy's door to find protein powder all over the vehicle. It coated the seats, the dash, the airbag that had deployed after he crashed, and the knife, which, as he'd been distractedly using it to mix the protein drink in his lap, had been propelled back by the airbag and into his body. Fatally. Luckily, no one else was injured. Okay, several takeaways from this story. 1. Don't mix your protein powder while you drive. 2. Don't hold a knife while you drive. And 3. Always take your workout supplements with a liberal dose of common sense. A lot of good things have come from the video sharing app TikTok, such as fun dances and wholesome viral stars. but it's also provided the catalyst for a lot of incredibly dumb trends, just for likes and views. Often, the more extreme these are, the more views they receive. But they can be so pointlessly dangerous, many of them have been banned from the platform. But back in November 2022, one wannabe TikTok creator went viral for all the wrong reasons. Deciding he needed to add a little edge to his next TikTok dance, a man from Texas, in all his infinite wisdom, decided to get up on top of an 18-wheeler and then began to record himself dancing while the truck was moving. The driver of the truck had no idea, and so he continued on his route as per usual. This included driving across Houston's US 59 East X Freeway, a route with several overpasses. Other drivers soon noticed the TikTok terror, watching as he ducked down to avoid being hit by some of the overpasses. But he was too focused on his dance moves and didn't spot one coming up at speed. He was promptly knocked off the top of the truck and into moving traffic, which obviously he didn't survive. I want to say this was an accident, but part of me wonders if he started the video like, "Hey yo, Darwin Award achievement check." There are a lot of people out there who claim to be the reincarnation of the big JC, Jesus Christ, but none have ever definitively proved that they are, which is what one pastor from Zambia was about to change. Back in 2021, this guy promised to prove to his congregation that he was the reincarnation of the Son of God by recreating one of Jesus' famous heavenly abilities. You assume he'd choose something with minimal risk, like turning water into wine or walking on water. No, of course not. He demanded his congregation bury him alive and then dig him up 3 days later, mimicking JC's famous resurrection. So as instructed, the church members dug him a grave, tied his hands together, and buried him. He remained there, as the good book said, for 3 days. And when he was exhumed on the third day, something unbelievable happened. He was alive. He'd done it. He'd really done it. He is risen! He obviously didn't do this. The holidays sneak up faster than a ninja in slippers, but don't worry. It's not too early to have fun with your shopping. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and fun with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods is packed with unique, high-quality products you'll want to tell your friends about. Many are handmade by independent artists and small businesses, but they tend to sell out quick. So shop now before they're gone. I found a personalized star map on their site that shows the night sky from any date. It's like gifting a piece of the universe. So cool. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from quirky gifts for your uncle to foodie finds for your bestie. Plus, they donate $1 to a nonprofit of your choice with each order. They've donated over $3 million so far. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/beamazed. That's uncommongoods.com/beamazed for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. The pastor did not, in fact, survive 3 days buried in 6 feet of earth with no air. Not exactly a surprise. And was very much stuck in the pre-resurrection stage. His congregation members were arrested, with several still on the run for their hand in this prophetical failing. If only he'd stuck to not turning water into wine. When it comes to big dangerous machines with the power to tear people to shreds, very few people immediately think of helicopters. Well, if at least one more of them had, then they might still be with us. Back in July 2022, news outlets all over the world began reporting on a story from Athens, Greece, where a tourist was struck down by a helicopter rotor after getting too close to the blades while trying to take a selfie with the vehicle. The news outlets quickly ran with the sensational story, but it turned out that they were wrong about one key thing, and the real story was far more baffling. The tourist in question had been riding as part of a group on the helicopter, and after it landed, had disembarked with the others and was chaperoned to a nearby lounge safely. However, it was at this point the tourist, who appeared to be calling someone on his phone, left the lounge and made a sudden beeline back to the helicopter, without telling anyone anything. As he approached the still running vehicle, ground staff suddenly clocked him, shouting for him to stop. But over the noise of the helicopter, he couldn't hear them, nor could he see how fast the rear rotor was spinning. The pilot, who was wearing headphones, only heard the ground crew shouting right as the tourist made the unthinkable decision to duck under the tail section of the aircraft, but misjudged how close he was to the whirring blades and was fatally caught by the tail rotor. So it wasn't down to a seriously stupid selfie. But what the heck possessed him to go back to the helicopter, let alone duck under the tail and get that close to the blades? Maybe he'd forgotten something on the helicopter. Maybe he wanted to see the helicopter from the other side? Manual labor is no easy profession. It's a lot of long hours where you're constantly on your feet, often at the mercy of the elements. It ain't for the faint-hearted or the smooth-brained, considering how many dangers you can find on an active site. Which is why this next guy's employment in the field shorted out, shall we say. Back in 2020 in Dehradun, India, a laborer for the Uttarakhand Power Corporation decided to take a leak. Because he was on the job, he figured he shouldn't go far, and so found a pole to relieve himself next to. But this guy must have forgotten where he was and that he was working for a power company, because he chose a pole that was right next to an electrical box. As soon as he let the stream rip onto the box, a fatal bolt of electricity surged up it and through his body, frying him instantly. Well, whether you work for a power company or not, I think we can all agree that we're going to be checking where we whiz before we whiz from now on. When you're doing something as dangerous as canyoneering, the activity of exploring canyons, and California's aptly named Death Valley, having the right equipment isn't just advised, it's crucial. Otherwise, you might end up like this next guy. Back in December 2022, having planned a solo canyoneering trip, our man went by himself to rappel down one of Death Valley's many canyons when he suddenly realized his rope was too short. Instead of admitting defeat and heading out of the park to find somewhere that might sell him a longer rope, he had a big brain moment. He could use a piece of webbing to lengthen his rope and make it down to the bottom. Now, webbing is a sort of strap often used to secure things like backpacks. It's not designed to be used as climbing equipment. Nonetheless, he extended the makeshift rope and, happy with it, began his descent. However, when he reached the knot where the rope met the webbing, he had to briefly disconnect his rappel device in order to get over it. And it was here, while he wasn't secured to the wall or the rope thanks to his own harebrained design, that he suddenly fell 30 feet to his demise. At least now we all know how not to go canyoneering. Get it? Not? Like the knot he, Yeah, the dad jokes aren't going to get any better. They're the most stable part of my personality. Deal with it. Alcohol has a few properties that it's famous for. For one, it's a depressant, meaning it inhibits or depresses the response of the central nervous system, which is why you slur your speech and can't walk straight when you've had one too many. Two, at room temperature, it's liquid in form. And three, it's highly flammable. Now that last one is particularly important because people don't seem to understand just how dangerous that makes it near an open flame if not handled correctly. For example, back in July 2022, a man from Naples, Italy was having a barbecue when he decided to add a little fuel to the fire. Did he use fire lights? Maybe a little extra paper or wood? Nope, this guy decided to pour alcohol on the flames. Here's a little science lesson for you kids. When a high enough proof alcohol in a stream meets a flame, it doesn't magically make the source of the fire any hotter. It sets the stream of alcohol on fire. In an instant, fire had traveled up the stream of alcohol to the bottle it was being poured from, and the whole thing blew up in his face. The injuries he sustained were so severe, he didn't survive. But luckily, I like my tales of fatal idiocy well done. Jägermeister is an herbal liqueur which, thanks to the 56 herbs and spices that go into making it, give it something of an acquired taste. And by that, I mean, I only like it when it's mixed with a Red Bull. I'm just classy like that. Still, at 35% alcohol by volume, it's pretty potent regardless. Well, over in a liquor parlor in South Africa, they decided to put the drink's potency to the test. They set up a drinking competition offering a prize of 200 rand, a little over $11, to anyone who could drink an entire 24-ounce bottle of the stuff. It's unclear whether they thought anyone would actually be dumb enough to attempt the challenge, or whether they assumed it just couldn't be done. But several men stood up to the plate. And not only did the winner down every last drop, he also did so in less than 2 minutes. He was awarded his 200 grand prize when, all of a sudden, he collapsed on the floor. But he wasn't just drunk or asleep. He was gone. Yeah, here's something I assumed I didn't need to explain. Alcohol isn't good for you in massive quantities. It's a toxin, which can build up in the blood and literally poison you. In general, your body can process about 1 unit of alcohol per hour. After one drink, your blood will have an alcohol content of roughly 0.04%. After 6 drinks, that'd be around 0.14%. At this point, vomiting is not uncommon. After 15 drinks with a blood alcohol level of 0.3%, unconsciousness is inevitable. But after consuming an entire bottle of Jägermeister in just 2 minutes, our man's blood alcohol content would have shot up from 0% to around 0.44%. A fatal dose. Oh man, I can almost hear the frat boy saying he could have walked it off if only he'd had a couple of Red Bulls to chase it with. Okay, so there have been some pretty solid attempts to join the prestigious list of Darwin Award winners over the years, but the idiots in question have tragically survived. However, I'm feeling generous, so to make sure they don't feel left out, here are a couple of honorable mentions to those who almost made the list with some certifiably moronic life choices. To start, we head over to Russia, where back in 2020, an influencer decided to make their birthday a memorable one by inviting some of their friends over to a pool complex they'd hired out. They spent a little time in the sauna, and to ensure the water was extra cold for their post-sauna swim, the influencer had ordered 55 pounds of dry ice, which they then dumped into the pool. Okay, pop quiz. Do you guys know what dry ice actually is? No? Well, neither did the influencer. All they knew was that it was very cold, and when it met water, it produced a cool steam show effect, which would look great on their socials. But here's the thing. Dry ice is the solid form of carbon dioxide, which only stays solid at a temperature of negative 109.2 degrees Fahrenheit. Above this and without the right pressure conditions, it transitions straight into gas, without an immediate liquid stage. So dumping that much in a pool which was not a well-ventilated space released a lot of carbon dioxide, a gas humans famously cannot breathe. Several guests dived in and immediately began to choke. The influencer themselves and a few others managed to get out just in time, but 3 guests suffocated, including the influencer's own husband. Well, that's a birthday they'll certainly never forget. Although that's not the dumbest thing someone's done around a body of water. Back in July 2022, the chief minister of a North Indian state visited the holy Kalibine rivulet, marking 22 years of its cleansing. Despite its historical significance, the rivulet had once been a sewer drain, but more than 20 years of community rejuvenation brought the rivulet back to life. On the heels of a clean water campaign in the state, the chief minister was so keen to prove to everyone at this event that the Kalibine was both clean and safe, he grabbed himself a glass of its water and drank it down. I really hope I don't need to tell you, but just because fresh water looks clean doesn't mean it's safe to drink. Waterborne infections like E. coli, parasites, and raw sewage can contaminate even the freshest looking water sources. Which this chief minister found out quickly. The next day, multiple media outlets reported that he was airlifted to a hospital with severe stomach cramps. He attempted to deny it, claiming it was a routine checkup, though I'm not sure how many people need an emergency airlift for a simple checkup. Something smells off. Though that might just be the Kalibine. Now, I don't usually have favorites, but this next Darwin Award is just... oh, it's just lacking so many brain cells, it's unbeatable in my opinion. Back in 2015, a gentleman and his friend were visiting Cedar Point Amusement Park in Sandusky, Ohio. They decided to get their adrenaline fix on the Raptor, a steel inverted roller coaster which whips riders around at a top speed of 57 miles per hour. As they were riding, our man in question realized his phone had fallen out of his pocket. Once the ride was over, he peered over into the restricted section and saw his phone lying near the coaster's tracks. completely ignoring the big "Do not enter" signs, the fences constructed to keep people out, and the fact he knew the Red was currently in operation, having literally just been on it, our man hopped the fence and reached for his phone. To literally no one's surprise, he didn't even bother to check if another cart was coming, and so, as you've probably guessed, he was struck by an oncoming cart. Yep, that's got to your Darwin Award if ever there was one. Which of these winners did you think removed themselves in the most spectacular way? Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll see you again next time you want to be amazed.